Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. The archives, the articles are all there, and lots of stuff. Don't forget to take our poll question, too, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Leslie Kossoff has deposited with us over the years. It's substantial. If you want to learn how to be more strategic and rely a little bit more on strategy, a little bit less on reactive operating, and make more profits, be more profitable, then go listen to what Leslie has had to say over the years, and I think you'll be the better for it. Leslie, thanks again for joining us all the way from Paris, France. I know you guys are having some issues with your telecom because you got some big storms over there, don't you?
We do. We've got major storms coming through with gale force winds and God knows what else. So it's loads of fun. We've actually started weather after a very nice summer.
You know, people don't think about France being like Iowa, do they?
No, it's true. But we sometimes can do that. It's very impressive. So
Leslie, one of the things I want to get back to. All right, so here's a company. There are two companies here that are bidding on a job, and one of them beats the other one on the bid and gets the bid. And the reason they won the bid, and they finished the job and they made a profit, and the other company couldn't compete on that price and make a profit. And the reason was because the first company was able to be strategic in their thinking, have a higher quality, which meant that their overhead was lower. They could operate on a lower gross margin because they didn't have as much gross expenses to pay for, and therefore they were able to operate a lot more efficiently. The company that didn't get the bid, or if they had gotten the bid, they would have lost money because they were more reactive. They were thinking more operationally and less strategic. That happens all the time, doesn't it?
All the time, and it is going to be happening all the more now as companies, particularly small businesses, get much smarter about how to use their quality processes, which when you're buying a package or you're looking for information on the internet or elsewhere, you're going to see it being pitched as Lean or Six Sigma, but it's all the quality process. And that's what we're talking about. Those are just the more recent names for them. But
you and I both know, Leslie, and you're the pro at this. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Leslie was the last assistant to the father of modern quality, which was Edwards Deming. She worked with him, so she's been at the knee of the master. So Leslie, when we talk about Six Sigma and Lean and quality and et cetera, those are intimidating terms for a 25-person small business or a 6-person small business. And what you and I are trying to do is to boil this down into something that's a lot more useful for a small business, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And very honestly, if you start looking at the tools and techniques or even Dr. Deming's theory, it does look overwhelming. But just before the break, you mentioned my executive field guides. And in there, I talk about the three pillars of quality. And this is really the way you balance that whole strategic, forward-looking strategic view and then with the operational. And it's starting with proactivity, where what you're looking at is when you're looking at your metrics, you look at how you tie your products and services and markets, how you are measuring how you're doing as far as any products or services or markets in getting into them. Mm-hmm. So you're looking ahead. You look at what you've got and you look ahead to where those can be applied and where, of course, innovation, you can build on it. Then you also look at prevention, which is, again, looking at what you've got and what you're already doing then how can you prevent your competition from coming in and taking your market share from, you know, whether it's an existing customer or from new customers that you want to go after by, again, looking forward? How you then get there is looking at reduction of waste. That's the operational component. Where are you wasting time, materials, capabilities? What isn't happening that, or actually what is happening that shouldn't be happening that's keeping you from being able to go where you want to go?
And you know, Leslie,
quality, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish that.
I was just going to say, if you look at quality from proaction, prevention, and reduction of waste, suddenly it becomes a lot easier to strategize.
And all of a sudden, you start to make more money. But here's the problem, Leslie. Most small business owners don't spend nearly enough time thinking about those things. They spend more time reacting to customers, reacting to alligators, dealing with banking, dealing with the government, dealing with employees, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't budget enough time to back up, to get into a spaceship and go up to 30,000 feet and orbit their business and look down on it, which is what you're asking them to do. So I think everybody wants to do what you're talking about, but how do we help them get a little ROI for the time that they're going to have to pay? What would be a quick way of getting a return and making that attractive? That's what I want. When we come back after these messages, that's what I want you to talk about, because folks, Leslie has laid the groundwork for what we need to do. Now we've got to find out how you and I can find the time to do it. And I know that's what you're thinking. I see you nodding your heads. And this is the key, because we've all got too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. But, folks, if you really want to get better, you've got to budget this time. You've got to start thinking strategically more and operation. And when you think strategically more, it will allow you to think operationally less. Tin Till, Leslie Kossoff is our guest. Her website is Kossoff. 2 S's and 2 F's.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.